Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all here this day from our Lord and our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. One word. Just one word. Okay? So what I want you to do this morning at your home is to think about one word that fills you at this moment with the most joy. And even if you happen to have a piece of paper nearby, I would invite you to even write that word down if you would like. And for those who are just needing to have a spelling done for you, donuts are spelled D-O-N-U-T-E. Okay, you get the point. Okay, well, I hope you have a word. And now what I want you to do is I want you to say that word because, you see, it is an Easter word. And so when you're saying an Easter word, you can't say that word quietly. Also, you can't worry if there happens to be somebody sitting next to you who has a different word, and you don't have to worry about what they think about your word. You can't really try to hide, you see, this word. You must say it out loud, and you must say it very strong. And with as much joy now as you can possibly give it. Just imagine if this word was one that had been taken away from you, and now you have that word back. So, shout it out on the count of go. All right, so, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. All right. I want you to think about what Mary went through. In her deepest grief, she went to the tomb. She went expecting to prepare Jesus' body for burial. And she left so full of that kind of joy that she practically flew back. And Mary had a word too. You heard it. Mary said, Rabboni. Now, just for some clarification, that is not the same thing as rabbi. Rabbi speaks about an earthly teacher, but Rabboni is a way of addressing our heavenly teacher. So for Mary, that one word in that moment had to be the most joyous word ever spoken. How amazing that must have been. What if our knowledge of the resurrection story had simply ended right there at the empty tomb? No appearances of Jesus afterwards, no Peter jumping into the water, no Jesus saying to Peter, feed my sheep. What if it had all just ended with an empty tomb? Would we still be here? Would our ancestors in the church have had faith to keep on going? You know, Mary doesn't even know that it is Jesus who is speaking to her until he says her name. And we all sort of know who is speaking to us and the way they speak to us when they say our name, don't we? Isn't it a little different between maybe, say, the way that they call you up on the day of your graduation and the way that your mother calls you out when you're in trouble? You know, don't you? You know by the way that they say your name. And Jesus said, Mary. And for Mary at that moment, the stone was rolled away. Now, Scripture is not quite clear in this area when we look at all of the Gospels about how that happened, whether it was the angels maybe who rolled that stone away, or maybe it was because of an earthquake. Perhaps maybe Jesus had done it from the inside. The one thing we do know for sure is that Mary wouldn't have been able to do it by herself. The stone could not keep, you see, all that Jesus was in the tomb. The tomb was empty. The stone had been rolled away. So let me ask you here this morning, what is the stone for you right now? What is the stone that needs to be rolled away? Is it pain? Is it age or divorce or cancer? Is it loneliness or addiction or grief? You know, whatever that stone is, it has no power over Jesus. Jesus is not in the tomb. The stone has been rolled away. As I mentioned, the Gospels vary in the accounts that we have of the resurrection. They all have different nuances to them. Some talk about a different number of angels, or some of them talk about or argue about which of the disciples actually gets there first. But the one common denominator that we can find in all four gospel accounts is that scene where it is just Mary Magdalene and Jesus. And Jesus says here to Mary, "Do not hold on to me." When Jesus says this, what he really wasn't saying was, "Let go of me." But rather, what he was saying to Mary was, "Let me go." In other words, Jesus was giving now the ministry that he had done throughout his earthly life and entrusting it to Mary and to the other disciples. He was saying, "You are now the one to keep things going." Jesus gave the ministry to Mary and the disciples, and they were the ones, you see, who gave it then to us. You know, that old phrase, "You may be the only Jesus that some people will ever see," I believe is frighteningly true. We are the hands and feet and eyes and ears and heart of Jesus. Jesus is here because we are here. Jesus is part of us. He exists with us now. Who can do that? Who can be here and exist in this here and now through us? Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus rose from the dead after dying on a cross. And on that day, we rejoice and are glad in it. Nobody but Jesus would cause angels to meet his followers at the tomb on that first Easter morning, telling them that he is not here, he is risen. And on that day, we rejoice and are glad in it. Nobody but Jesus could have laid down his life as a sacrifice for our sin and make a way for his people to experience salvation. And on this day, we rejoice and are glad in it. We are glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so much of what we rejoice and are glad in revolves, you see, around this Easter story. As Psalm 118, verse 24 put it, all who have sung this psalm throughout the ages, and especially those of us who sing it now on this Easter Sunday, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Therefore, we worship him today with hearts that are rejoicing and lives that are full of gladness, because he has saved us from our sins and has rescued us for himself. Because he lives today, we can face tomorrow and move forward from all of our pain and all of our regrets of yesterday. Because of his blood that was shed on the cross and his glorious resurrection over death, We can approach God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.